Okay, everybody, here we are. Today's Monday. And being Monday, we're in December, and the date is the 4th, and we're in year 2017. So let's clear that day from you. Remember this day, it could be a bad day so far with you, maybe, but mainly it could be from all the other days from your lifetime here. So here we are. So let's clear in the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. We're up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. So we're kind of coming on December 7th coming up, so maybe some of you had parents that were in World War II. Maybe you were. If you're one of the soldiers or Navy people, we'll just say, that's on one of those ships that got killed and now you're reincarnated. So as December 7th comes, you have a grudge. You're angry. So let's clear that from you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels pretty good. Okay. So let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen to give you peace energy. Use the word stronger to increase it. So just watch them. They'll get a little brighter probably. Eyes can change. So most people can see. So stronger, 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 and stronger. If you have a situation happening, we'll release that from you. I'll just think of that situation. Remember, it's on a timeline. We appear in the New Earth, CLS New Earth. You won't have these situations happening, but you're probably straddling the line there, so you get things happening. You're in the holographic reality of darkness. So here we go, releasing the energy from you. Let's think of that situation, incident. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. So what you're looking at is gone. If you check again and you still see it, means there's many more timelines there, but normally the strongest timeline comes forward first. That's haunting you. So we'll turn it over to our co-host, Elizabeth. So are you all ready to go, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm so glad to be here today, Monday, on the Healing Highway on BBS Station 1. And we'd like to welcome all of the people listening in our audience today, people listening over the phone, and hopefully everybody is having a very peaceful start to their week, or maybe you've already started your week and you're a couple days into your week, depending on where you started. So we'd like to tell everybody to please submit any questions or comments or testimonials. Perhaps you were on one of the conference calls or have listened to one of the past BBS shows that Ron does, and you'd like to get some clarification on a clearing you're working on or an issue you're having in your life and get some feedback on how some of the clearings could help you out with your particular situation. So all of the clearings that we talk about and all of the clearings that Ron offers that we do ourselves are available to us at creationlightship.com, and you can send over any questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or if you like, you can submit it anonymously, and please click on the chat link. We have a bulletin board that connects you to the chat, and you can just click that and submit your anonymous question, or you can also use the BBS chat link on our homepage there, right there on the radio. So lots of ways to get in touch with us, lots of things to explore. And Ron, I guess we've been talking a lot about clones lately, and one of the announcements I wanted to make was on the Saturday night live show, you talked about not using the clone to light healing. So what that was, That was a free healing that Ron had actually given out, I think, a couple of years ago. And the reason why we need to stop using that, if anybody is still using it, is because the status has changed. And the alien to light is still okay to use, but the other one has been, I think, taken over. And Ron's been doing a lot of work on that. So until further notice, probably not a good idea to use that one and just forget about it. And, Ron, I don't know if you want to elaborate or if anybody wants to write in. There's been a lot going on lately, and we're wondering if maybe people listening out there have seen any differences or noticed any differences in people, noticed any, you know, changes in people around them. So anything you'd like to add to that, Ron, and we'll get some responses here, and we'll maybe talk about that for a minute before we move on to the listener questions.
Yeah, so the time-traveling soldiers are hunting down the clones because they shouldn't be here, and they're causing humans harm by their oxygen that they exhale, we'll say, or whatever they exhale, breathe out, carbon dioxide, dioxide. So we got to get rid of the energies that are harming humans. They're an alien race, in a sense, that was brought here, and they look like us, and they should not be here. Oh, that's the bottom line. Eventually, they'll harm us. Oh, and it wasn't created by the light, so I want to, as much as I can, get the original old Earth kind of restored a little ways about these other energies there, because you're still living in two realities. Well, if you could only live in the new Earth, then we would probably just terminate the old Earth. It would be no longer, and everything on it would be, you know, terminated. You know, there are, you know, exceptions, and things would be naturally, you know, looked after if they were created from the light, like the trees and the rocks and everything else. Go somewhere else, but the planet itself that the aliens recognize, that they believe is their own, would no longer be in existence. So, not going to deal with clones any longer, and hopefully you may find less of them, maybe in your town. Remember, they keep dropping them in. They have a large supply of them, but I don't believe they have any more clone factories to make them real any longer. Oh, and if they do, we'll chase those down too and get rid of them. Well, that's basically it. That's why we do clearings off and on for alien skin flex on us and for respiratory problems.
Yeah, wow. And a lot of our listeners have reported some changes in people. Some people have said that people seem a little bit more real to them, more like individuals and less like kind of carbon copies. And, yeah, it seems kind of crazy to me that the aliens would devote so much time to continually bringing in clones, but I guess that's one way they are able to just be in charge of power and keep people from, you know, actually being people. So it seems like a lot of work, but I guess, you know, they're up for the task, unfortunately. So any listeners want to share their experiences with what's been going on recently, if you've noticed anything? You can do so by, again, writing to us at clsquestions@yahoo.com or just going through the chat links on creationlightship.com at the top while the show's live, or through BBS on our BBS radio homepage. So a couple of people had questions, Ron, related to various clearings that you offer. And one listener wrote in and said that I've been running the 2,000-year of darkness barcode removal clearing either during the day or at night for about 450 minutes for my dad. I haven't been consistent. A day or more might go by before I start it again, and sometimes I may do a step for a couple of hours only. I've gone down the steps anyway. I'm now at step 19. should I start over and be more consistent?
No, what you've done was correct. You know, it's good to do as much as you can at one time, but, you know, if life gets in the way of you doing that, then, you know, you could take a day off or two, no problem, or just do less. Let's just kind of keep on it. But yeah, what you've done is correct, and you shouldn't have any problems, you know, with that. You might just see how the energy looks or feels around you. I think your father, I think you said, or grandfather, so just check that out, maybe you see him. And, you know, if your gut reaction is that you need to do it over again, then just do it. But what you did so far has worked fine, so no problem. But what I will say, I'm thinking of clearings to do next year, maybe the first quarter, okay? We normally try to recycle what we've done in the past. So I'm thinking at some point to do the pin removal call. Another one would be for the shackles. Another one I want to do, Spirit in the Box again, and there may be something else, but those three I'm kind of looking at, and there may be something else that we may want to do, so I'm just putting that out to people. Maybe if we could start something possibly in January, we'll see. So maybe you could write in if you want and just request one of those here. I know the pin removal helps a lot of people, but I'm kind of leaning toward Spirit in the Box, but that might be maybe in possibly February or something. But anyway, we'll just see what you people want to have. So we have the two calls, the 25th of this month, we have one, body restoration, or organ restoration, I should say, and then we have the January 1st call for, you know, sampling the incoming energies for the year of 2018. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's really cool. A couple of things came to mind, Ron. Someone had requested in the emails that they were interested in possibly doing, I think you did it on a conference call a couple of months or even maybe a year ago, where I don't think it was the focus of the call, but one of the side benefits was to remove cravings for sugar. And I think that you were clearing a lot of what you called sugar ants, these little robotic things that kind of make us crave sugar. And I think somebody had requested that on the possible upcoming conference calls, if you have time, maybe at some point in the future. So just wanted to throw that out there. And also did want to mention that, yes, Ron is doing a 3-hour call-in healing session on Monday, December the 25th, and you can attend that live or as a registered absentee. It's $50, and it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific. And it is a session dedicated to the restoration and revitalization of our internal body organs. So that sounds like a great holiday gift to give to ourselves. And it's going to be a session where you can communicate directly to the light beings as they clear each body organ. And Ron is going to do special drinking water during the call and clear a number of main internal vital body organs. So that sounds great. And every year on January 1st, he usually does the Seeds of Intention call for the upcoming energies. And it's a really wonderful way to sort of step back from the kind of madness surrounding this time of the year and just really be present with yourself and be peaceful. So it's a great way to set aside time for yourself and focus on your own healing. And
yeah,
somebody
most, if not all of them right now.
That what's that?
No, we're going to be just doing the donations, and you send me the receipt.
Oh, okay.
It's just hard because they have some new format that we just can't figure out, and they don't want to talk to us somehow.
Oh, right, gosh.
So I tried that many times. Anyway, and then, yeah, the ad call would be good, you know. So we'll just see what else. Maybe I did something in the past that people might want to, that I forgot about. If people may want to what we experience too. Oh, and I do want to be putting together some type of call for your spirit. I don't know what that's going to be yet, but that'll be coming up also. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. We did get a request, more of like a brief testimonial. Somebody said, "Spirit in the Box changed my life. So glad you're considering doing that one again." So we have one vote for the Spirit in the Box, and we'll wait and see if we get any sort of feedback on those. Okay, so let's get back to some questions here. And that all sounds so cool and exciting, and I can't wait to check out all these clearings and all these wonderful conference calls. So, Ron, somebody was wondering, I'm just going to edit this for briefness here, but they basically, when they're watching TV or a movie and there's kind of like graphic scenes depicting like blood or surgery or an operation, and they close their eyes because they don't want to see it. And they're wondering how they can remove this fear. And they're saying, like, when they see pictures or anatomy, body systems, that doesn't bother them. It's just these kind of graphic depictions of, it sounds like kind of like surgery or wounds. They feel a very strong sort of reaction to that. So I know we've talked about this before. One thing that came to mind was the media clearing, but you probably have some thoughts on that, Ron, and what seeing something like that might mean.
Okay, so media clearing is an external clearing or something that is outside of you that you're connecting to. Okay? And then that can activate your DNA. So it sounds like when you're watching whatever, where you see a lot of problems, stabbings, knifing, et cetera, you know, go on and on with that. But as you see these graphic scenes, maybe, you know, we'll just say watching a movie. So that's something that your body's relating to. So now you are that person having that done to you, in a sense. And your body genetics, that's probably happened to it. So there may be different parts of the body that you're more inclined to close your eyes or feel bad about. That's an external, internal situation, and you're seeing it from a different perspective because now you're watching it. So I would say you have something in your genetics that's dealing with that issue. So by seeing it, it's good because you can release it out of you. Now the next question is, what clearing do we have to remedy your situation of seeing, you know, blood and guts, et cetera? I know the special clearing could be maybe used for that. I just don't know what else we have as you didn't experience, you know, that particular thing in your physical body. You're just seeing it. So maybe, you know, I'm not saying that you are setting yourself up for that experience, okay, but it is in your psychic billboard and you're afraid of it. So remember, what you fear can all of a sudden end up on your doorstep. So but you want to get rid of the body genetics of that particular scene that you're seeing. Maybe somebody could type something in, what might be good. The body jump start is used when you already have something. You just need to clear, you know, I would try to use a fear clearing first because seeing something and you're in fear of it. But I don't think that's going to go very deep, because now you have the graphics along with what you're looking at. And what you're seeing basically is death. And I don't have a death clearing. So anyway, we'll see if anybody else has something to share with that. Still, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, it almost sounds to me like there might be something kind of like ancestral going on there, like a past life thing, or maybe something happened to one of your ancestors, or they were in a, like a soldier in a battle, or a victim, or I don't know, something. Not sure if we, off the top of my head, have any clearings that would specifically relate to that situation. I know we do have a victim body clearing. Not sure. Let's see. Yeah. And
I was thinking somebody out there listening has, you know, feels the same way.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. So maybe they've solved the problem. Going back to the call that's coming on the 25th, the body organ rejuvenation. For the humans on it, my children would have to pay to be on the call, but I will do your animals and pets free. So if you have a dog or cat, or cats, we'll say, or something, you know, they'll be on the call. So if you choose to include them, we'll work on their body organs too. So back to you.
Okay, cool. So somebody's asking, we talked about a special implant removal. Is that the same as a pin removal?
As a what removal?
A pin removal.
Oh, implants? Not necessarily, no. I would say 90% no, okay? And I could even do an implant removal call, possibly.
Oh, cool.
You know? So we could try that. So that would be a lot of fun. At least for me, it would be fun pulling these things out. You might kind of like, oh, crap, I got another one here or something, you know, but it's good. And the good thing is that you can have a lot of relief if we do that. These implants, I've done cameras in the eyes and, you know, microphones in your ears and taking away stuff that's in your body, leaking out poison and stuff. And I could even do a call about robotics. People have robotic parts interfaced with them. And I think probably like 90% of the people here probably have that. You have maybe outside of your body, you have like this invisible hologram with hydraulic hoses, maybe fiber optics, different things like this, and that connects into your body somewhere, and these things can have problems where they could have a hose link leaking or something. So that would be another call that would be quite interesting. Remember, they're trying to make us more robotic, and you know that because I know this all the time when your digital clock, you know, has that certain number or numbers on it that you recognize. Your head turns to that, and your head moves down. Your neck turns, your head looks down, your eyeballs now connect to those numbers, and you go, why am I looking at this? Well, that's those robotic stuff connected to your body to have you see that. And, you know, that's your validation that you are hooked up to them at that time. So, yeah, a robotic part removal could be quite interesting. In fact, I'll do that right now for you, do a sample. So what we're going to do is a sample, and a lot of people may have swollen legs, maybe. Maybe you sit too much. So here we go. So if you have that problem, we'll work with your legs and see if we can do a repair on maybe one of your leaky hoses or something. So here we go. Remember, these could be external to you or internal. And here we go. Working with a gentleman maybe the last week, and his legs are getting swollen, and one of his hoses was leaking. He had like a greenish antifreeze type of fluid, at least color like antifreeze. So he repaired that hose and had to put some drains in to release some of the poison. So here we go, looking around to see if you have any of this here. and maybe you have a spot on your body where it has maybe like swollen all the time, something like that, a lump, we'll say, that's kind of large, and it kind of feels squishy when you put your finger on it, you know, and you don't know what it is. But here we go. Let's put some drains there, and going to correct and repair the hydraulic hose, we'll just call it, that's leaking. So it sprung a leak. Here we go, fixing that right now. You might even feel some tingles in your body. Remember, this could be internal and typically external. External is probably more the fact, but the hoses do connect into your body, or they're on the outside of your body, and they can leak going inside of your body. So here we go. That's repaired, and take away some of the extra poisons, we'll call it. I'll count to 50 to release the poison. We'll see if your leg happens to, or whatever it is that you're looking at, happens to release here some of the energy, and maybe your lump might go down or something. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Whoa, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. I got to go to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, we'll see if we get any comments on that. So turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow, that's some really cool stuff. And one of my favorite things that Ron does actually is to remove implants and robotic parts. And I know we have done that on past calls, so it would be great to revisit that at some point in the upcoming 2018. This year seemed to go by extremely fast. That's all I have to say. I feel like we were just doing this, but it's been a whole year. So somebody else requested a bone marrow call, and I don't know if that would be covered on the 25th. It may be during the organ restoration, because I believe if it's going to be like the ones that were done in the past, a lot of the times you can pick a organ of your choice, so, or a body system of your choice, so you could probably request that. Ron, would it be possible maybe to do an entire conference call based on that, or would that be something that it might be even better to integrate it into like one of the upcoming calls?
Yeah.
And just real quick before you answer that, somebody else was asking about a bone density call. So it sounds like we're getting a lot of requests to deal with bones.
Okay, yeah. So we could maybe devote part of that, or you could devote part of the call on the 25th to that. And I could even, we have two requests. We could do maybe a two-hour call, or maybe even a three-hour call for bone marrow, bone density, whatever, bone repair or something, you know, to help you out with that. So, yeah, we could create that call. So,
okay.
Back to you.
Yeah, I'm actually feeling a lot
better.
Oh, it's
going to be a $20 call if we do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, maybe it wouldn't. It would potentially be like a focus on that. Wow, I'm feeling really good after that robotic implant sample you just did, robotic parts. And what I noticed is I got a lot warmer. I felt like getting up. I was yawning. So just wondering if anybody had a reaction to that wonderful sample that Ron just did, removing the robotic parts. And we will keep everybody updated, of course, on all of these conference calls as they're developed, and we'll announce them as we kind of go through the process and progress here. during the upcoming next few weeks?
Yeah, I'm still working on people with that leaky hose. So I'm doing we'll just use a term like dialysis, cleaning out the poisons out of your bloodstream right now. So that'll probably go on for half an hour.
Wow. Did you say that would go on for half an hour?
Yeah, I'm still doing it. I can feel some energies there. So that's why they call if I do it. Would have to be a little bit long, but people are still work in process here. So back to you.
Wow, that's really cool. Thanks, Ron. And a couple of people said, yeah, it would be a good idea to have a couple of hours specialized for bone issues. And so somebody actually, here's something completely unrelated. This is kind of an interesting one. So someone's asking about books, and they said, you always say you don't read anything, Ron, so I am wondering about library books, fiction, nonfiction, biographies, etc. Is it best not to read any of this? Does it put us on timelines? Thanks.
Well, yeah, we'll put you on timelines because it's always a storyline, you know? So a storyline you're going to be on. And the other bad part to books is that you have the keywords in there. So you can be hooked up that way, too, with certain words that are used all the time, and they can connect to you with that. So it's kind of your choice, of what you want to do there. I don't do any book reading, typically. I do have to read emails, and stuff, but, actually reading a book, I just don't do that. And plus, I can't retain the information because my focus was probably about 5 words, 10 at the most, and then what I read is out of my memory. So it doesn't do me any good to do any reading. But that's just myself. But remember, those keywords are there to get you. And so, yeah, and if you are reading something, there will be a storyline going to it of some sort because they have to kind of make a picture for you, in a sense. So you make the picture of what you're reading, or connecting words that have maybe a picture to that. If you're reading a book and there's a cartoon, they talk about, there's a boy going fishing here, Right away, you're going to pick up the picture that you have stored in you from your memory of maybe a lake or ocean fishing or something, Maybe you're out on a boat. Maybe we have to say, well, if the boy's on the dock doing fishing, well, he probably got the ocean, or typically more like a lake, and you're going to draw yourself into maybe one of the movies that you've seen where somebody was fishing, and you got the whole scenery there. So now you're actually creating a timeline with all the scenery and the water and everything else, and you're living that timeline. So you're actually role-playing and being that person fishing. That creates the timeline. So I don't think you could ever get separated by anything when you start trying to read something, because it will hook you up to your memories. Oh, and another thing, maybe you're out fishing and that they're bringing you into that in the storyline. Now, when you went out fishing, you went on this dock, and the dock was kind of rickety, and the boards broke, and you fell in, and you cut your knee, and maybe you almost drowned, and it was an awful experience for you. A lot of the, the ground underneath the dock probably was full of muck, and you sunk in up to your waist, and that could bring you into a horrifying experience. But it's by reading that. Now you got to clear that from you, got to activate it. So that's what happened. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Ron. I find it's difficult for me to read lately. I'm not sure what the reason is. I guess maybe I'm more in the moment. But also, I will say the one good thing about reading and the person who had a question earlier about watching stuff on TV, it can help you sort of understand what's going on sometimes. And it can also help you out with if you're reading something and it particularly bothers you or disturbs you, It's kind of a good gauge to see sort of where you're at, and potentially could help you decide that you need to do maybe more clearings, or you need to kind of get rid of that feeling that you have. So it can help you out that way. Not going to say it's good or bad. I don't really have a judgment on it in kind of a duality sense. But, yeah, I think a lot of people like to get information that way, and it can also be very helpful when you are sort of trying to figure out what it is you need to do as far as clearings go, because you should basically feel peaceful watching or seeing anything. And I feel like sometimes people are just trying to come up with ways and more and more ways to shock you. So it's kind of like, okay, all right, I'm not going to read this or watch this anymore because it's disturbing. So anyway, just throwing that thought out there to everybody. And I know a lot of people were writing in lately about books and, like, clearing energy from their houses, and Ron did a lot of work with that over the last 2 months, and a lot of people were saying, like, the one space where they still felt kind of this, like sense of darkness was in the area where, like, all the books were. So I guess maybe it depends on what topics they are, because that can also affect it.
And, yeah, you can also do the Mind of Heart Drop, watching a movie or something.
Oh, yeah, that's a great. That's great.
Out of the movie and put you into peace as you start seeing things that you may not want to look at. Remember, all the movies are there to, to have you have a reaction normally of something. And what you want to get to is just to watch a movie, and you're just watching, all the creativity in the movie. Doesn't matter what's happening, it's just watching something. You're non-judgment, and, I like watching birds fly, Very beautiful, and they're running, flying like pigeons, going back and forth. I love feeding the pigeons back in New York. That was nice on the streets there. So anyway, but...
Yeah, I love the pigeons. I feel so bad for them. I feel like they get a really unfair deal. I've always kind of had a soft spot for them.
Yep, so anyway.
Yeah, they're really sweet.
What I probably will do, too, next year is another time where we work with your, like we just did that call maybe a month and a half ago, I guess, where we made your room with light energy in the present moment, the new earth, your bed or your room or, your house. So that could be coming forth. So I don't know if the people who did it, the first time they want to do it again, you might get more energy. I just don't know, If you feel like you're in peace and it feels great, you may not need it. But we have people that missed out on the call and they want to do it. So we'll just see what, it'll be your choice on that. But we'd like to do it for the newer people coming on now. And, that'll be great. Or maybe, you got a new job and you have a new cubicle, where you are or something, or your workspace has changed and you want to now make your workspace, with new earth energy. So anyway, we'll be doing that. That to me was another fun call that I did. I enjoyed that one. So back to you.
Oh, that would be great. Oh, sorry. Caught me mid-yawn. somebody else said that they're in favor of the sugar addiction idea for a conference call. So much sugar and carb addiction leads to so many other health issues. I vote for the sugar addiction special call. Okay, so thank you very much for letting us know. And somebody else, actually, we got a couple of testimonials from the robotic leg clearing, implant clearing, or I'm sorry, I keep calling it implant, robotic part sample clearing that you did a little bit earlier. and somebody said pocket over knee started tickling and tingling 1 hour before the show. Now it is pulsing and tingling. So somebody else said, thank you for the robotics removal. The pain in my knees is almost gone. And somebody said, wow, big difference. If you could do this for the hips, that would be great too.
Yeah, we'll be doing that when we do that call, I guess. So we could, we'll see what people want to do. I don't, typically, if you're buying Christmas gifts and stuff, your income might be a little less for January. So, you know, we could probably do maybe two $20 calls maybe in January. I got to see what the calls are going to look like. That's a possibility. So you might just put $40 aside for yourself, you know, for January, you know, before you spend it on somebody else, you know. Give yourself a after Christmas gift. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, that's always a good idea. And I like to make a lot of my gifts, too, so it's a good way to save money and really make it more special and not contribute to the insane, you know, craziness that is the buying season, especially in the U.S. I don't know if it's like that overseas or in other countries, but here it's kind of insane from after Halloween until, you know, after the new year. So anytime you go out or go anywhere, and it's interesting that all that clone stuff is happening now because I feel like it's just like a lot of activity. So somebody else said regarding the robotic clearing, they're wondering, is artificial intelligence related or connected to the robotic?
Yes,
there
it is.
Okay.
So what you have, you know, what I see with people is robotic stuff, which makes your body move robotically. So it's done either through some type of, like, I think most of it is like hydraulics, but typically you could have electric motors. So all that is kind of like artificial intelligence. The words kind of get mixed up and kind of connected together. But, yeah, what I see is those the hoses. I've had a few motors in people, but most of it is all what I have seen, hydraulic stuff. And those hoses start leaking on people internally. So let's see how you feel, well, maybe in the next 20 minutes when the CBS show is over, because I'm still working on you with blood purification to get rid of some of those toxins that these hoses dumped into your body. And remember, even though it might be the first time listening to the program here, so I'll kind of redefine that. So you have, we'll say, your blood vessels and capillaries and arteries and things. So we'll just pick something like in your legs there, okay? So energetically, you could have an energetic hose or hydraulic cylinder attached to, and it's leaking. And that energetic energy, and it is physical on a timeline, but here you don't see it. You just move your hand to your leg and you go, there's no hydraulic cylinder there. You know, I can feel my skin. Well, energetically it's there. And so now it starts leaking. So that energy is not going to leak into your body. It has to go somewhere. It could be outside of your body too. So now, if it does go into your body, it's going to leak there and connect to your physical blood and maybe your lymph system. And now it has an energetic signature on it, and your body can't get rid of it because it's an energy. It's not a physical thing that it's designed to work with, like your kidneys or a liver. So this is what's happening. So you can be affected definitely with energy. Well, that's kind of what it is. So you may be able to draw some dots that way, but it sounds like it's too far out of the box for you to have this stuff done to you. Like I said, you know, when I do it at the expos, 90% of the people have stuff, you know. It could even be higher, but I got to leave that 10% out just to be a little safe in case you don't have that. But everybody has it, especially when I make their hands real. So that's another thing. And they go, wow, geez, my hand, it looks like a hand now. Before it was some type of alien representation of a hand. Well, anyway, back to you.
Yeah, yikes. That's always really cool when you do that and people really see it for the first time, Ron. It's always interesting as an observer to watch that. So somebody else voted for the sugar cravings call, and somebody else said they would like the pin call and the spirit in the box. They are all so good, but I know I have pins. So we are going to put that in healing requests. For the
and then we could do the pin call, and we could do the one of those calls. I'll probably, you know, if I do anything, I'd probably do the spirit in the box, maybe second or third month, maybe. So we could do one other call besides the pin. If I want to do the robotic one, we could do that. We'll just see what people could do. But maybe the pin and the sugar might be, that seems like it's the way to go there. So maybe we'll do a we'll try to schedule a pin call and a sugar call to those aunts in January. That sounds good. Well, back to you.
Okay, great. So potential pin call and sugar call in January. Okay. All right, so everybody stay tuned for more information about that. And somebody else was wondering, we seem to be getting a lot of bone questions tonight, but somebody was wondering about what's the best way to heal quickly from a broken arm.
Oh, that's exactly why I made the body jump start? Was that what it was?
Yeah, there is a clearing called the body jump start.
So that's the bundle, I believe. I'm going to get that bundle. That's what I made it for, is for people who have basically some type of problem like that. I was actually looking at, like, broken arms, broken legs or something, and I put that particular clearing up. That's why I put it up. Then it would go to other problems, too, all that the body would have. But that was the main thing, to have self-work with the broken arm. That one. Back to you.
Oh, yeah. That is really cool. That is a really awesome, very powerful package of clearings. And it works with several different opportunities to do clearings for your physical body. And you can do the magnetic and twisted body alignment, infection body clearing, mind of the body, which is your own internal healer. You can do the blood and circulatory systems and the body system rejuvenation, which covers 14 body systems, including digestive, endocrine, immune, skeletal, and nervous systems. There's also a custom request box. So actually, this clearing could be good for a lot of people who were writing in tonight with various physical problems. It's a great clearing for physical stuff. And the blood and circulatory clearing removes alien implants, and since we were talking about implants, and infuses each system with golden heart light and golden blood light infusions, and ends with spirit infusions for each system. And you'll also have the option to request a specific healing associated with any of these systems. Okay, so that is a really great one. And, yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Somebody else is voting for the pin call and jellyfish removal. That's one we haven't heard in a while.
Yeah, we'll see about doing something like that, maybe. Jellyfish and octopus energies.
Okay. Yeah, those are pesky. Okay, so okay. So somebody, okay, so this is an interesting testimonial from the leg robotic implant clearing that you did, Ron, a little bit earlier. And this listener wrote in and said, "Dear Ron, this is amazing beyond words. I have no previous leg problems, and after waking up this morning and getting out of bed, I found my left leg was in excruciating pain. It felt like pieces of hot metal were traveling through my legs. I thought, what the heck, did I break my leg in my sleep? I couldn't walk, it was very painful on my leg, and I was very uncoordinated. I have been sitting or lying around in bed all day. I just got up and walked around with no pain. How did you know I was having this problem? Thank you so, so much for the healing."
Well, it just happened.
Yeah, it's really funny when that happens. Sometimes that happens,
yeah,
too. Yeah, that is, it almost seems like, yeah, Ron actually doesn't do any of that, like mind reading stuff, but it sometimes feels like that. It's a little bit different. Yeah, it's always amazing. That happens to a lot of our listeners, I think, frequently when they're listening to the show, and it just seems to sort of like parallel with exactly what they're going through that day, and they tune in and suddenly they're getting sample healings and they're feeling a lot better. They're getting off those timelines because, you know, you're in the now. And it's really amazing what can happen. Somebody has a question about the harmonic frequency clearing, and they're wondering, would this work on foreign parts, for example, robotics and alien life forms or parasitic life forms?
No, it won't work for that, no. That's going to be created by the light.
Okay. And we have another request to have a conference call for the bones. So I'm just going to file these all here. Then we can, you know, look at them at later dates. Ron, as somebody's wondering, how about doing a parasites call?
Well, let's see. Normally, a lot of that gets covered on the 8-hour calls that we do on,
yeah,
7-hour on Sunday. So,
yeah, we do a lot. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you know, that's what we do. That's the parasitic life form one. So, alien parts and critters and things. Back to you.
Yeah, that's true. Ron does a lot of work on these 7-hour calls. And I should say that we are coming to the end of our show here, but if you would like to join us on those, you can find out more information about the healing intensives at the top of creationlightship.com. Ron does special weekly clearings Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. There are different sessions that he does for the cording removal, water activation, clone body removal, and entity removals, as well as doing radio shows on BBS now. I think we're doing them every night. So we're doing the live shows, and then we have archives, which are very helpful. And if we did not get to your question tonight, please don't feel bad. We get so many, and we can only answer so many of them in one session. So they'll either get answered at a later date, or we'll try to get back to them next week on the Healing Highway. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you for any last thoughts before we go.
Well, tomorrow is our energetic card release call, so starts at 5:30, it's $20, and we make people real on that call. Oh, let's do the mind of heart drop now. Here we go. So you need to command your spirit out loud. So you say, "I now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart." And to facilitate that, we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. And if you're sensitive, you can actually feel the thoughts moving from your head to your heart, you know, going down your neck. So here we go. 10987654321. 10987654321. 10987654321. There we go, everybody. And we'll see you later. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone.